This is to welcome Surya Bai on behalf of all the double foreigners. We are very pleased that this day has come when we can see him face to face. Surya Bai has been in Gyan almost as long as I am alive. If I were just a little bit younger, he would have been the same age. He is the picture of and carefree emperor. He has led us over the years in churning the Gyan and experimenting with yoga and the power of silence. At one time, I don't remember what year this is, might have been the 1980s. We were in Madhuban and there was a competition, you might say, for who is the best yogi or who has the best yoga or the best meditation. I was very intrigued at this because I don't know how anyone can judge whose meditation is best. But I think the message came from Avyak Babdada that the person who won this competition was Surya Bai. We are pleased to have him here to guide us in how to have connection with one. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. It's true. When we become Baba's children, we are connected to him. You all are connected to God now, the Supreme Being. But the question is, how to have this connection constantly? You are listening to the news of the world nowadays, and I am sure that this world has entered in the period of destruction. We say transformation, but it's a big destruction. Because this entire earth will become empty for deity souls. They will come, so impure souls, sinful souls will go back to home. So this world, all souls of this world, the souls of all religions need our sakas. You understand this word sakas? Our vibrations of yoga, our vibrations of might, our vibrations of peace, happiness. What I have noticed from Corona period, fear, anxiety, lot of depression, mental disease are increasing day by day in this world. We have to learn for ourselves that we must not suffer from these mental psychiatric disease, and we will have to support, we will have to cooperate to such souls in this world. You know, big accident of Syria and Turkey now. 100,000 people died, not only 40,000, maybe 200,000. And many suffered a lot. And many are suffering a lot nowadays. Those who lost their dears and nearest ones, they are suffering a loss. So just make your mind. Now, make your mind that I have to become a successful and great yogi. Are you ready for this? How many of you would like to become great yogi? Please. I knew it already. But still I want to motivate you. Very important thing, our strong intention, powerful determination. Sometimes many persons, many Brahmins superficially think that I must do good yoga, but there is no intense desire in the mind to become good yogi. A yogi is a lighthouse on this earth, Baba's words. A yogi actually, now a new word I am going to speak in front of you, a yogi is master savior of the world, protector, one who will protect many souls in this world. A yogi is one who can give happiness, peace, might, good cooperation to all souls of this world. So make your mind now today that I have to become a good yogi, great yogi, successful yogi. For this, we will have to require renunciation also. Renunciation. Without renouncing certain things, a person can never become a yogi. So are you ready for renunciation? Ready? Because achievement is the highest. Renunciation is nothing, small, and achievement unlimited. First of all, when we do good yoga, we experience joy in our life, enjoyment, spiritual enjoyment, enlightenment, a good light, a deep happiness, to whom we say super sensuous joy, and soul get content. Contentment is a big thing in this world. You can go anywhere in the world, talk to people, no one is content. All are unhappy, and they are searching for happiness in wealth, in positions, in name and fame, and in many worldly things, worldly achievement. So we have to renounce. I am giving you few points you can note down. We have to renounce worldly attraction, physical attraction, attraction of the body, physical body. And for this, Baba has given us simple knowledge. Simple knowledge. All are souls. Body is perishable. Bodily attraction will take you down. So neither body's attraction nor many subtle physical things of this world. Be in this consciousness. I have achieved God. Nothing is higher than God. Nothing is important than God. Nothing is greater than God. I have achieved everything. Now He will look after me. I have become God's child, sweet child. He has become my Baba, my father, my daddy. Or if you use any other word, you can use. Because now people in India, to daddy, they say dad. Daddy has become dad. So, we have such close connection to him. So first of all, realize, recognize, accept this truth. You can claim right upon Him. Feel this right. He's my Baba, my Father. Today's Murli we all have listened. How much love He has for us. Murli reflects His love. So write upon Him. Talk to Him with right. With good relationship, with deep relationship. Not just Baba, Baba, Baba. My Baba, great Baba, sweet Baba. Ocean of love, He has come down to make me equal to Him. He has come down to give me everything what He has. He's almighty. He's given me all of His powers. He's ocean of love. His entire love is meant for me. He's ocean of peace. This peace is not for Him. This peace is for me. Talk to your own self like this. Very important thing for this spiritual life. Most important thing, and we all must do that practice, self-introspection. Talk to your own self. It is my experience of last 54 years. I am in Madhuban. I used to talk to myself. Why? I have surrendered my life here. Why? What do I want to achieve in my life? And many good answers used to come. Suppose I am thinking about any person. Parchintan we call in Hindi. So immediately a thought used to rise in my mind. You have not surrendered your life for this. You have to achieve everything from Baba. When you have renounced everything, you must achieve everything from God. Self-introspection. These things are most important. Talk to yourself. Now itself, talk to yourself. God has come down in front of me. I will achieve everything from Him. When I will go back to my home, I will return to become full, perfect. I will say to Dharmaraj, bye bye, I am going, you remain seated. I am going back to my home. He will salute to you. These are Baba's words. To great yogis, even Dharmaraj will salute. Welcome, O great soul, welcome. You are the beauty of this world. Great souls, pure souls, yogi souls are the beauty of this world. They are the light of this world. The existence of this world depends upon pure souls, charitable souls, yogi souls. So we have to become good yogi. Talk to yourself. I used to talk to myself. If I, being a knowledgeable soul, if I, being a wise soul, not become a yogi, who else will become yogi? If I could not become yogi, who will become yogi in this world? We have got complete knowledge. We know everything, everything. So a wise person, a yogi person, a knowledgeable person is one who can silent one's mind. Note down, please. Work on this. A wise, a knowledgeable person is one who can silence the mind, who can stop mind from waste thinking, who can divinize one's intellect. Talk to yourself this way. So self-introspection will become the base of yogi life. You have to make a good plan for yoga. Because in order to achieve any target even in this world, even in physical field, one has to plan. Without making plan, no one can achieve a target. So our target is the highest. We have to become perfect. We have to serve this entire world in next 10 years. We have to play important role in next 10 years. So we all have to make plan for that. I will give you simple planning. You can choose. I will give you 3-4 way method how to become easy yogi, and you can adopt them. It will help you a lot. But before that, I would keep one thought in front of you. Those who can pick up this thought will play important role. Make a plan in your mind. I would like to play this part in next 10 years. 10 years of destruction. 10 years of transformation. I'm asking yourself, which part would you like to play in next 10 years when world will suffer a lot? So determine in your mind. Keep a powerful thought in your mind. I would play this role. And great role will be played by those yogi souls who will become full with spiritual power, with spirituality. Without spirituality, all other things will get failed. We will experience, entire world will notice it, that only spirituality will work, nothing else will work. So, make your own vision. I will play this role in next 10 years. One role, maybe. You can choose this role. I am an angel. I am an angel of purity. I am an angel of might. I am Master Almighty Angel. I am in the sky. Baba's rays are coming down to me like rain, like shower. Baba's rays, golden rays. And then these rays are spreading in whole sky, going to entire nature. I am in the sky. And many people, millions and millions of people standing on the earth are looking towards me. Oh, a great angel has emerged in the sky. This can be your role in your country. Make a vision that people of my country will see me in an angelic form in the sky, and they will feel that our God has come to protect us. They will say angel, but many will accept God. Our God, our angels, our divine angels have come down from angelic world to protect me. So they will feel a great support, a great protection. This can become one type of role. Would you like this? Would you like? Please. Because this class should not remain a lecture. I don't like lecture. Very practical things. Second role. I am lighthouse and mighthouse. Sitting on the top of globe. Giving sakas to the world. People will see me. People will get such vision. I am giving vibrations to the world. Those who are from Indian background, for them. How many of you are NRI? So such role you can choose. I am like Vishnu. Vishnu. With divine glow here, with divine radiation here, and people are looking at me with this vision. Oh, Vishnu himself, because they believe Vishnu is the Supreme God. That, oh, Supreme God, Vishnu, has emerged in this world to protect us, to help with us. You can make such vision. And remember in your mind, keep this truth in your mind. The practice you do again and again, people will see you in that form. Because Baba will use his key of giving vision. It's not in our hand, it's in the hand of Baba, but in our hand is to make ourselves the embodiment of that form. So renunciation is important. Purity is most important. Only a very pure soul, a soul detached from many negative things of this world, can become a successful yogi. Give attention to the purity. I will talk little bit about purity. Purity is our beauty. Purity is our personality. Purity empowers us. Purity divinizes our intellect. So only Baba has come down and he taught us how to become pure. He not only gave ordinance that you have to become pure, on any cost, become pure, otherwise I will punish you. He did not mention like this. This is the method of becoming pure. And first method is bodilessness. Feel, simple practice, feel, I am a soul, I am not this body. Sometimes make such vision, soul is here, body is here, we are both. This is my body, I am this soul. Third practice, I am sovereign of this body, master of this body, self-sovereign. Swarajyadhikari, I am the master of my sense organs, are the master of this body. And one thing I would like to speak in front of you, it's very subtle thing. Soul has become impure. But not only soul, together with soul, body has also become very impure. There are impure hormones, impure vibrations, impurity in each part of our body. So two practices you can do. One is, charge the water and drink it. 3, 4, 5 times a day. How to charge? Take water in the glass, give drashti, and repeat 7 times, I am supremely pure soul. Water will absorb, will receive. pure vibration. Drink this water. It will purify entire water in this body, 70% water in the body. So charged water is important. As soon as you wake up, and when you are going to sleep at night, two times important, drink such charged water, your dreams will become pure, your sleep will become sound. And two, three more times in the day. One thing. Second, very good practice. Anytime you can do it for 1-2 minutes only. When you are lying in your on your bed, you can do at that time. I am supremely pure soul sitting here. Pure vibrations, pure energy, pure rage in golden color are going to my brain. Feel that brain has become full with golden vibrations of purity. For half a minute, do this. Then, these golden rays are spreading in whole body and cooling down my sense organs, purifying my sense organs, purifying my body. This is also the best healing energy. We can heal our body with this practice. 2-3 times you can do every day. So purity is important. And now make determined thought in your mind. Once I gave these words to God, O Baba, I will follow purity from now onward. I have not to take these words back. On any cost, I will follow purity. But important thing is, our purity is directly related to yoga. Yoga is related to purity, purity is related to yoga. So, soul conscious practice, this bodiless practice and charged water. These both practices will help you in purity, and then purity will make you successful yogi. But it's very important that in your practical life, for your practical life, you must make some disciplines concerning to the purity. Some disciplines, own disciplines. Strong discipline. I will not do this from today. I will not do this from today. I will not think this way from today. Now, I have left that path of impurity. I left forever. You can say, I cancelled impurity. I resigned from impurity. So, keep such a strong thought in your mind. Purity will become strong, and we have to make it very natural with the practice of yoga, with the practice of bodilessness. And third practice of self-respect, swaman. In Hindi, beautiful word, swaman, self-respect. Two great benefit of self-respect. One, who practice self-respect, respect of this entire world will come behind them. Soul who practice self-respect automatically will receive respect from all. Soul who practice bodilessness will receive love from all, love from God. So these two practices of yoga, bodilessness and self-respect, will help you a lot. Even those who are suffering from vague thoughts. Even many Brahmins are suffering from vague thoughts. They must practice self-respect. I am teaching this practice to those who have psychiatric disease. Whenever you wake up, anytime, and whenever you are going to bed at night, write down 108 times that I am Master Almighty. And mind will get energy and mental disease will end. At least 1,000 cases have been cured in India. Many come to me, they have the problem of insomnia, sleeplessness. I just ask them to write down 108 times at night before going to bed, I am a great soul. I am a great soul. And in 7 days only, pure energy from here goes to the brain, cool down brain, make everything silent, and they enjoy good sleep. So you need not pills and tablets of sleeplessness. You can do such practice. Those who have fear in their mind, hidden fear is working nowadays in this world. As soon as you wake up in the morning, write down only 21 times, I am Master Almighty and fearless soul. 21 times each day in the morning for 21 days, and that hidden fear will go. These are the practices of subconscious mind. You can take full benefit of these things, purity. Not so much interest in mobile phone, to collect too many informations. What has come on the status? What is there on Facebook, WhatsApp, this and that? Too many informations will become a dangerous thing for everyone. Not only for yogi souls, but for worldly people too. These are causing mental disease in the world. Too many informations are causing confusion in the mind, instability in the mind. Their concentration finishes forever. Their sleep end forever. Their happiness ends forever. So make yourself safe from too much use of mobile phone also. I came to know that in Japan, people don't have big this Android phone. They use other things. So it's a good culture. Again, come to the point. I am giving you practical planning with this expectation that you all will be follow them. First thing is, you can make 1 point plan for a day. Planning is important. Without planning, no achievement. Because otherwise, you are in Yansarovar in Madhuban now, you will enjoy the effect of this place till 15 days, after 15 days, again same condition. But we have to continue certain practices. So 1 point plan, you can note down, 1 point plan. What is that 1 point plan? I am giving you 7 practices for 7 days. You can get 15 practices too, but I am giving you 7 practice. Just first day. You can begin from Sunday or Monday. First day. I am a soul looking through eyes. Just one practice and make such plan that 21 times today I will practice it, will not forget. You can keep some reminder in front of you. Simple. I'm soul. If you can visualize yourself, a shining star, looking, I'm sitting inside, looking through eyes. Easy? Very easy practice. Only practice we need. It will keep you free from waste thought. It will keep you free from the attraction of body, because soul has lot of attraction with self body, own body. Second day, you can practice all our souls. This beautiful drama is going on. Souls are playing their role. Everyone's role is different. Oh, see how beautiful is this world drama with thoughts. So see, shining star in everyone's forehead. 10 times only. If you do it 5 times only, it will work wonderfully. But 10 times will give you beautiful experience, and you will experience stability of mind. Third day. I am Master Almighty. I am most powerful soul. Just in morning, 1 time or 2 times, you have to create some thoughts. Baba kept his hand on my head and gave all of his powers to me. He bestowed all of his powers to me. So all God's power came to me. I'm the embodiment of God's power. I'm very powerful. I'm Master Almighty. Baba had mentioned in one murli, you are most more powerful than stars. You are so powerful. So then whole day, I am Master Almighty, red rays from each part of my body are spreading out. Red rays from hair, from eyes, from hands, from each part. I have become my house. Simple practice. 10 times. You will experience energy came to you. You have become very energetic. You are most powerful than, you are more powerful than Maya. You are more powerful than problems. Fourth day. A very good thought of self-respect is, I am victorious jewel. 10 times. I have to practice it. 10 times only. And little churning in the morning. I got victory over Maya various times, innumerable time. In every kalpa I got victory over Maya. So I'm a victorious soul. Now I will get victory over Maya. I will win it. I'm more powerful than Maya. Keep in mind that together with self-respect practice, churning is important. 2 times churning only. Just 1 to 2 minutes each time. Not all day. It will make you very powerful, energetic. 5th day, I am an angel of purity. And together with this thought. I have incarnated in this world to give, for giving pure vibrations to all impure souls. So I am the angel of purity and I am giving pure vibrations to everyone. You can do it 10 times. When you are in your office, you can do it 5 times. I am an angel of purity giving energy to all. Some great yogi have slept now. Wake up, wake up. Do your hand like this. It will be said like this, you will say, when God was distributing fortune, you got sleep. Okay, 6th day. This is the time of noon, so you can sleep easily. But for next 15 minutes, keep yourself alert. 6th day. Shiv Baba, the Almighty One, is here, the canopy of protection over my head. 10 times only. Shiv Baba is with me, he's combined to me, he's my companion, canopy of protection. I'm safe under his canopy. Even natural calamities will not come to me. I'm safe when God is here, the canopy of protection over my head. Seventh day. A simple practice. Baba is with me. Intoxication. Good feeling. I am not alone. God is with me. He has become my companion. Always he is with me. With all. All of his 1,000 arms like this over me. He is with me. This is 1-point plan, then you can repeat. It will give you entertainment. 2nd, easy and the best planning. I had done it many years before and continually for 6 months I practiced this. Make a list of your karmas you do whole day. When I did it, I made my list in 35 types of karmas. Subtle karmas. Even brushing is one karma. Drinking water is one karma. Drinking tea is one karma, drinking juice is one karma, taking bath is one karma, cooking, eating, going office, driving car, bike, you can make a list. At least 12 types of work you do all day. And in each karma, fix up a practice. I will do this practice during this karma. It will make you easy yoga, yogi, and you will enjoy your whole life very much. I am giving you some example. Suppose You are going to your office, to your job, by your car. So as soon as you sit in your car, just invoke Bap Dada. Give 1 minute to yourself. Give 1 minute. Bap Dada, Baba, please come down. Sit with me. And feel His presence. It's His promise. Whenever you call me, I will come down to you. Do you remember His promise? He's bound in this promise. Whenever my sweet, great children will invoke me, will call me down, will remember me, I come down. So this will protect you and you will experience His presence. Sometimes you can do that He put His hand on my head. Sometimes that He is sitting here by side to me. Sometimes He is giving drashti. Talk to Him. Give your thought to Him. And this way, 5 times everyone must invoke Baba. 5 times at least. And you will see how Baba helps with you. Wonderful experience. Because I got such experience. Every day I'm getting. Since last 25 years I had been practicing this. And I'm getting very wonderful experience all the time. So this practice. When you drink water, just 2-3 times, I'm angel of purity. Do you like purity? Or if you don't like, I'm an angel. I'm Baba's angel. I know everyone likes purity. Baba's children are very pure. They are the attraction for this entire world. So second work. Suppose you are brushing in the morning. Simple karma. I am a great soul. 3 times. You are cooking. I am supremely pure soul. 21 times at least. But you can continually recite this mantra. I am supremely pure soul. You can invoke Bap Dada. Baba, I am cooking for you. First I will offer bhog to you. Then my family will accept this food. So you please come down. Give help to me. I am alone in my kitchen. Work it so much. Invoke Baba. Make Him your friend. This is also one method to enjoy God's friendship. Talk to Him, Baba, from today you are my good friend. I am your good friend. You are my good friend, but I am also your good friend. Whatever you ask me to do, I will do. I am ready to die even for you. And see the result. So in different karmas, in some karmas, practice some points of self-respect. In some karmas, I have entered this body. Not all the time, just 1-2 times. I have incarnated in this body. I am incarnation of purity, incarnation of peace. Other time, Baba's rage is coming down to me. In some extra karmas, which karmas are not so intellectual, where we don't use our intellectual power very much, Baba's rage, sometime rage of peace, other time rage of purity, third time rage of might, are coming down to me. So this way, make your own plan. And you must know different methods of yoga. Now 2 more things. Basis of Raj Yoga. Basis of a happy life. basis of a strong life is power of knowledge. So I would suggest to you, from Babaji Murali, Sakar or Avyakt, note down at least 16 powerful points for you, which can make you unshakable, which make you peaceful, which make you very energetic, very intoxicated. You can note down 16 at least, or 25 points from Murali's, which give you happiness immediately, just as many times in Murali's, Baba speaks like this, children, see how fortunate you are, God is sitting in front of you. Such points. Baba has mentioned, I'm giving you some points, and then you can note down from Murali's your own points. Baba mentioned, those who practice Master Almighty, or those who remain in the intoxication of Master Almighty, obstacles and problems cannot come to them. Such point, powerful point. I'm with you, don't worry. Third point. Next point. Oh children, give up your all burdens to me. Become carefree king. I, the Supreme Father, I, the Almighty One, can take over everyone's burden in this world. So would I not take away the burden of my own sweet children? Note down such things. Note down such point. Whenever you are in problem, out of love, invoke Baba. Oh my friend, oh Shiva Baba, come down, help me, and I am bound to help with you. Such points. So you have to make yourself very energetic by remembering the points of this great knowledge. You must know this knowledge is very great. In all philosophies of this world, I'm telling you what is the greatness of our knowledge. In all philosophies of the world, among all scholars, no one knows in this world where is the home of souls. No one knows, and for us it's a simple thing, simplest thing. No one knows where souls will go in mukti, after mukti. We know it. So knowledge is the great knowledge, knowledge is the biggest power. Make use of this power. And last thing, those who wants to become good yogi, make your intellect clean. Talk to yourself. My intellect is a divine gift of God. I have not to make it a dustbin. My intellect is not for rubbish, for dust. It's not dustbin. It's meant for nectar. I want to bring God's blessings in my intellect. Keep such thoughts in your mind. My mind is a vessel of gold. Divine. So it's up to us how far we divinize our intellect. Then we will enjoy good yoga, and I hope, I'm sure, you all from today will become good yogi. Am I right? Or I am making my own self happy. So enjoy your life, become most powerful, Master Almighty, and give sakas to this world. And don't forget that you have to fix up your part, what you would like to play next 10 years. Thank you. Om Shanti.
मुक्ति धाम तुम्हें जाना है। अपने सुकर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में तुमको आना है। शिव पिता को अब याद करो,
thank you for leading us in yoga. I followed for the I followed your talk, and for the last 1 hour I had no waste thought, not a single waste thought.